The Twitter saga continues. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Following his release Friday of the so-called Twitter files regarding the Hunter Biden story, Twitter CEO Elon Musk holding another question and answer session. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports in Washington.
He believes that the internal documents shared show that Twitter took censorship direction mostly from Democrats, including then-candidate Biden's team. To reveal this, Musk provided the company's communications to Substack writer Matt Taibbi, who refers to himself as an old-school liberal and critic of online censorship. Taibbi wrote that by October of 2020, quote, requests from connected actors to delete tweets were routine. One executive would write to another, more to review from the Biden team. The reply would come back handled.
A former Twitter executive says the Hunter Biden story should have been discussed on the platform, adding that no one knew what was true or false at the time that it was published. With Election Day coming up on Tuesday in the Georgia Senate runoff, Republican candidate Herschel Walker criticizing President Biden's job performance on Fox and Friends Saturday.
Because of Joe Biden, we have these high gas prices. We have this high grocery prices. We have crime in the streets. Joe Biden and Raphael Warnock is a fault of that. We have this open border.
Former President Obama speaking Thursday at a rally for Walker's opponent, Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock. With the number of migrants crossing the U.S. southern border hitting 73,000 in November, National Border Patrol Council Vice President Art Del Cueto tells Fox News about what tactics are being used to cross into the country.
They're able to distract agents from one area to the other, looking at areas, particularly in Tucson, they're so remote. There's mountains, desert, there's everything is involved there. They know that's the area that they can continuously bring a lot of groups in.
Title 42 is set to expire on December 21st. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Officials in Los Angeles County are considering reinstating mandatory mask mandates due to rising COVID rates there. Fox's Charles Watson has the story.
LA County's director of public health hasn't definitively set a timeline in terms of when or if a mask mandate will be restored, but she says that the department is looking very closely at rising COVID cases as well as hospital capacity to help guide the department in their decision making. And so far, the director says they're seeing some troubling numbers.
President Biden signing legislation that prevents a railroad strike from happening. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Freight trains will keep moving this weekend after President Biden put pen to paper, signing legislation that imposes a labor agreement on unions who had threatened a strike next week.
I know this was a tough vote for members of both parties. It was a tough for me. But it was the right thing to do at the moment.
The president urged Congress to intervene after four unions rejected a tentative agreement reached earlier this year by union representatives and railroads. The labor deal does not include several added sick days demanded by union members, but the president says he is not done fighting for that.
A man who exposed sensitive U.S. government secrets almost a decade ago, obtaining new citizenship.
Former U.S. intelligence contractor Edward Snowden is now officially a citizen of Russia. Snowden's lawyer says Snowden took the citizenship oath on Thursday and received a Russian passport. Snowden leaked documents on the National Security Agency's collection of data passing through U.S. phone and internet companies. He also released details about American surveillance on foreign officials, including U.S. allies. The U.S. revoked Snowden's passport while he was fleeing prosecution in 2013, leading to him getting stranded at a Moscow airport.
That's Fox's Tom Rigotti. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.